I'm John Osier, live from Radio Row at the Super Bowl, and you're on Jaguars.com live. And we're here with former Jaguars quarterback Mark Brunell. And Mark, obviously the top topic this week for Jaguars people is a subject I guess you're familiar with. It's hard to say exactly your emotions about Tony Boselli. I'm sure they range.
Oh, I've got all kinds of things to say about Tony Boselli.
His Hall of Fame candidacy, right. We've talked about it over the years. It would mean a lot to you, the Jaguars, to him, et cetera. Just, I guess, to talk about what you're feeling about that.
Yeah, John, it would mean a lot to also the community, you know, our franchise. And I'm excited for him.
Sure.
I'm nervous. I know that all that goes down tomorrow. And it feels like, John, the people I've talked to, that he has a lot of momentum mm-hmm. right now. I haven't met one person that's kind of involved in that says that, you know, it's a long shot or it just feels different than it did a year ago.
Right.
And I think he's going to get in. I talked to one guy. I said, listen, he's in, you know, 85% chance. And that's great. I get excited about that. It's the 15%, you know,
sure.
that I get worried about because it's not an exact science. There's some great candidates, of course. It just feels different than last year. And we're all keeping our fingers crossed. And but I think this is the year for Tony Boselli, which is great.
And everything you hear is, and talking to some Hall voters that I've known a long, long time, they keep telling me he's getting in at some point.
That's
It'll
a
either
fact.
Be this year
yes.
or the next couple years, which is a huge change from what it was 5 years ago when,
right.
amazingly enough, looking back, it's funny to me, talking to voters I've known for a long time, now it's almost a fait accompli that he's in.
Right.
And yet, 3 or 4 years ago, completely off the grid. I always thought that was the real crime in this, was that for 5 or 6 years wasn't discussed. Now that he's in, and now that he's back in the conversation, and people remember how good he was, and I guess just without building his head up too much, hopefully he doesn't see this.
He doesn't need
talk
it.
About what he, right. But how good was he? The level that he showed for 5 or 6 years when you guys played together.
Listen, he was the best at his position, and I had breakfast with Anthony Munoz this mm-hmm. morning, and we're talking about Tony, and when Anthony Munoz says that there's no doubt that Tony Boselli should be in the Hall of Fame this year. When Anthony Munoz says something like, listen, he was the best to ever play, you know, at that position, that says a lot.
Sure.
You know, and Jonathan Ogden, Orlando Pace, guys are saying, gosh, he was absolutely incredible. He was great. Didn't have the longevity, didn't play for a long time, but it shouldn't matter. It doesn't matter. When guys like that say that, you know, just talk about how incredible he was, that goes a long way, obviously. And I got to experience it firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was dominant. What he brought to the team as far as his level of play, but also his leadership, the impact he made in that locker room, what he's done in the community and all that. I can't say enough about him. He deserves to be in. He will get in. I think we all just hope and feel like this is going to be the year.
One more question on Tony. Patrick Cavanaugh, our video producer, and I were talking, and Patrick saw Tony play, but I had the chance, was fortunate enough to cover him for 5 or 6 years. And I was telling him, one thing about Tony that always struck me was, a lot of guys play football in this league, and a lot of guys like it. But his passion for it
yes.
was, you know, I've covered it 22, 23 years. He's up there with the most passionate players. He loved playing this game.
He really did. Great competitor. And if you know Tony, it wasn't just football. It's everything that he plays,
sure.
whether it's on the golf course or anywhere. Very competitive and very passionate. Tony didn't just want to do his job.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't just want to, you know, keep the quarterback from getting hit, or he didn't want to just, you know, make the block. He wanted to absolutely dominate you.
Right.
He wanted to wear you out. He let you know early on in the game that it was going to be a long four quarters for whoever was going against him. And that's how he played. And that is where his greatness lies. I mean, it's just his ability to not only just do his job, to play at the highest level and absolutely just kill the guy he was competing against.
Right.
He was amazing.
He was a rare combination.
Yep.
I always said, when you looked at Tony, and I recall walking out to many practices where you guys were practicing, and you would look across the field, and if you hadn't known that he was 6'7", 320, he didn't look 6'7", 320. And when I say that, I always said he was put on this earth to play left tackle.
Yes.
And he had all the physical stuff. It's rare to take a guy who's got that with what you just talked about, and I guess that rarity is what produces a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, absolutely. So. I mean, that's who he is, a special player, the best the Jaguars
sure.
have ever had. And it's a pretty big weekend for
Exciting.
Him. It's a pretty
yeah.
big weekend for everybody, and it couldn't go to a better guy.
It does have that feeling that it's going to happen. Yep. I hope it happens tomorrow. Tell me about Impact Fund. I know you're here talking about that a little bit.
Yeah, after the Impact Fund is a national organization that provides resources and creates programs for NFL players that have been put in harm's way, guys that have suffered traumatic brain injuries. Specifically in Jacksonville, I'm the spokesperson for an organization called the Eisenhower Center.
Okay.
The Eisenhower Center, we've had dozens of military vets, NFL players, first responders, who are just trying to improve their quality of life because they've been put in harm's way, whether it's on the playing field, the battlefield, guys that have been hit in the head. And those concussions, those injuries, those invisible injuries, have really affected their quality of life. After the Impact Fund provides resources so groups like the Eisenhower Center can do what they do.
See.
Just trying to help those that are really in bad shape. They do a great job. So I'm here talking about them. And just wonderful organizations. But Eisenhower Center is right in Jacksonville and do an incredible job. They're just right off Beach Boulevard and really making a difference in the lives of a lot of guys and their families.
We sit in the press box.
Yes, we do.
My
press box buddy
so
right here.
So, spent a lot of time this year talking about the Jags, you and I, during games, but I didn't have my headphones on watching the game. an amazing season, and during preseason we talked and sort of rolled our eyes a little bit, concerned about what we were seeing. In retrospect, are you surprised the season went the way it did, and sort of give me your number one thought on what transpired?
John, I was surprised. I think... I thought in the beginning of the season, if we somehow got 8 or 9 wins, that would be great. But remember in preseason, the offensive line, very few people had good things to say about him. Blake gets benched for a week, fighting for his job, and you're thinking, how is this going to come together? I think we all knew the defense was going to be good. Questions as far as, how well Leonard would do in his first year. They've exceeded expectations. They won 12 games, got the AFC Championship game. I was blown away, and I think it just it was fun to watch.
Right.
It wasn't always pretty. We lost some games that we should have won. Maybe we won some games that we should have lost. But that's NFL football. So we're here now after an AFC Championship game run, and what's exciting is that we're going to be in the mix for the next 3 or 4 years. We're keeping the same guys for the most part. There's questions about what to do with Blake. I don't think it's a question at all. I think you keep him, give him another year, and let him improve. So good things are in store down the road for us. But this year was just a lot of fun.
We'll talk about Blake in detail for the final question in a minute. But I'm curious. You played quarterback, and obviously there's a huge connection to the Jaguars for you. As an ex-player, you obviously went through emotions when you played. And it felt to me in talking to you like you really got involved with this team emotionally. Is that different watching it as a fan now? I mean, is that a cool thing?
It really is a cool thing. And when you cover the team, I did preseason broadcasts.
Right.
You covered it on a weekly basis, of course. You can't help but just get entrenched in what's going on. I really was a fan. I was pulling for Tom, and I was with Doug in New Orleans, a big fan of Doug's. I was pulling for Blake, you know what it takes to go into that, and that combined with the fact that it was just so bad for so long, and now we've got a team that has the opportunity to really do some good things, and so week in and week out, you're just rooting for these guys.
Is that a weird feel? I mean, because I know as a player you have some control over it.
Yeah.
Dealing with the nerves of being a fan, was that an interesting thing?
I was nervous
for
every game. I mean, you saw me up there. I'm pacing, walking up and down the press box. I was surprised by it.
Right.
I didn't expect it. And years past, I didn't think we had a very good team. It almost seemed hopeless. But when you got a team that can do some things, you buy in, you're all in, your heart's into it, and you want what's best for these guys. Because over the course of the time that I've been back, retired, you get to know these guys.
Sure.
Guys like Blake, and you're cheering for them, you're hoping for the best. You know what it takes and the ups and downs of an NFL season. It was a little different. I guess I'm probably like most fans out there that just want their team to win.
Final question. We talked about Blake a lot and sort of with the ups and downs. There were weeks we said, this is what you're looking for, and weeks where you said, wow. Overall, I know he's not at that elite level.
Right.
But he reached a different level this year. For him, what do you think was the key, and what did you like that you saw from him?
I think there are multiple keys. One, I think the defense makes all the difference in the world, no question. And you ask every quarterback's ever played, if they could have one thing, it would be a great defense on the other side of the ball.
It takes the pressure off you.
Takes the pressure off. Typically, good defenses are opportunistic. They give you short fields or creating turnovers. That helps you. Listen, having a supporting cast was a difference. He had a running game.
Mm-hmm.
The offensive line got better as the season went on. Blake was in a position where he got to stay in the same system. That's huge. You look at all the great quarterbacks that played the game. One common denominator is that they were in the same system mm-hmm. for a long time. You know, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees,
right.
Tom Brady. So that was, I think those were the components that allowed him to play the way he did. Now, he's got a ways to go.
Right.
You know, he was inconsistent. You know, that first playoff game, Buffalo, like, he was really bad. He was off. Like, what happened? So then he gets to Pittsburgh, and you think, we've got no chance. You know, we've got no chance. But Blake is interesting in that he was full of surprises, the good and the bad. Mm-hmm. And I think Blake's next step is just being more consistent. There are going to be times next year, if you look at our schedule, where Blake is going to be behind in the fourth quarter mm-hmm. with 5 minutes left, and we need a touchdown or a field goal. That's the next step for Blake Bortles. In those pressure situations, having to take his team down the field and win a football game. He wasn't asked to, you know, he didn't do that next year or last year. That's the next step for him. And there's no reason to think why he can't get to that level. But I think that is what's going to separate him from being where he's at now to being a really good quarterback, a quarterback that's going to be the long-term answer for Jacksonville.
And do you feel like, I know you can't predict the future, but it sounds like you feel like that's a possible step for him. Final question.
Yeah, I think he can. You never know, but that's the next step. I mean, he made huge strides this year. And so, listen, he's coached well. He's going to be surrounded by good people. It's really up to him if he can handle those pressure situations and take his game to the next level. Some guys like Tom Brady, they could do it all the time.
Right.
Some guys can never do it.
Right.
Some guys are kind of hit and miss, you know, like me. Sometimes I did it, sometimes I didn't.
You did it quite a bit.
Well, I did all right. But the guys that do it week in and week out, those are the Hall of Fame guys. You know, those are that's greatness. But they didn't start there.
Right.
They had to get there over time. Some guys quicker than others, but listen, Blake can be that guy.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Former Jaguars quarterback, NFL legend.
Yeah.
And a Jaguars
pride.
Fan. How about that? Jaguars fan.
Pride of the Jaguars. I'm in there, too.
It's noted. I wrote that.
Okay,
I wrote that.
Okay.
I talked about it when it happened. Mark, as always, we appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, babe.
It's Jaguars quarterback, or former Jaguars quarterback, Mark Brunell, on Jaguars.com Live on Facebook.